A notorious Nashville scammer who's been arrested more than 100 times is going to jail. Multiple local Facebook groups with thousands of members have spent the past 3 months tracking Paul O'Neill around town in the hopes that he'd be rearrested and put behind bars. As WPLN's Samantha Max reports, O'Neill's case comes amid growing concerns about aggressive solicitation in a city on the rise.
You might have seen Paul O'Neill's face before. He's a 53-year-old man with oversized, owl-like glasses and little wisps of white hair on either side of his balding head. In his orange scrubs and handcuffs, O'Neill tells Judge Mark Fishburn at a hearing earlier this month that he knows he's taken advantage of people.
I'm sorry, and I apologize to the probation, the state, and the court. I just want more chance, so I want it, please.
But prosecutor Tammy Mead isn't buying it.
We've been trying to make you accountable for a decade, and you still keep thumbing your nose at the system and doing what you want to do.
O'Neill's in court for a scam he's pulled countless times since 2010. He flags down drivers on a highway exit ramp, says he's out of gas, and asks to borrow some money. If you've spent time in a big city, you've probably heard a story like this before. But as Nashville grows, so does residents' irritation with panhandling and scamming.
It's just a principle that person, you know, stole from them.
That's Jeff Napier, who created one of the three Facebook groups dedicated to taking down Paul O'Neill. The pages have a combined 10,000 members and are filled with memes, photos, and tips about how to outsmart O'Neill and other local scammers. And the comment sections, let's just say they can get a little nasty. Napier's still salty about his own run-in with O'Neill on Briley Parkway about 2 years ago.
He like jumps out in front of me just about, and I had to actually swerve to miss him. And he's waving and like frantically like something was wrong. I didn't know if it was a health issue or what, so I just thought I'd help the guy and pull over.
O'Neill said he'd left his wallet at home and needed $40 for gas to get to Chattanooga.
You know, and I gave it to him.
When Napier found out later he'd been scammed, he was frustrated.
You know, what can you say? I mean, it happened. It's not like the only $40 I ever had. But it's just kind of like, you know, it's a little aggravating to know that he's doing this professionally and doing it to lots of people.
Local lawmakers are also grappling with rising concerns about scamming and panhandling. Metro Councilman Freddie O'Connell proposed legislation earlier this year that would have made it illegal to panhandle in certain areas with high foot traffic. He says people, especially women, are telling him they feel unsafe.
As someone who is trying to fight for a quality of life that extends to anybody spending time downtown or in Nashville's urban core, we can't do that well if an entire class of people is feeling like they can't be there safely.
But soon after O'Connell introduced the panhandling legislation, he reversed course. He now wants to eliminate Metro's panhandling fines altogether. O'Connell worries stiff penalties for panhandling would only make it harder for people who are already struggling to support themselves.
In Nashville, but I think also just in American society in general, we don't elevate concerns about mental health, and we certainly haven't systemically addressed issues of housing and poverty. You know, Nashville is not a city that has built a single unit of housing during this period of explosive growth for someone who would be experiencing homelessness.
To be clear, Paul O'Neill didn't just face panhandling charges. Sometimes he gets aggressive. And at his latest court hearing, the prosecutor also accuses him of felony evading arrest and driving with a revoked license. O'Neill wants the judge to put him on probation so he can join a drug treatment program. He says he's been battling mental illness and a cocaine addiction for years and started scamming out of desperation. O'Neill says he needs help, but the prosecutor is resolute.
Now that he's facing more jail time, suddenly he wants to turn over a new leaf. And after lying to the people of Davidson County and the courts for 10 years, he thinks all of a sudden we should believe him. I submit to the court this is one more scam that he's trying to run.
The judge agrees and sentences O'Neill to 2 years in jail. When he gets out, he'll owe more than $20,000 in court fees. For WPLN News and Report for America, I'm Samantha Max.